Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Artificial organ rupture and symmetry, eternity scribed to collapse buried within. Mazes lure the sires to starve in their lament. Wander through convulsions, vengeance of mirrored sin. And welcome everybody to Thunderdome Metal Reviews. My name is Gabe Cooper. I'm here with Ben, Tracy, and David. How y'all doing tonight?
Gabe's bringing the pain.
I'm ready to review an album by what seems to me to be the angriest people in San Diego County. This is not quite the vibe I usually get from San Diego. Stay classy, San Diego.
Just, you know, making my way through a devastating cataclysmic unearthing.
Mm-hmm. Heard.
Entering a cremated dominion.
Indeed. Well, nobody asked for this, but we are reviewing an album by the band Carnjurith, who are from San Diego. That's around where my aunt and uncle live, by the way. And they put out an album called The Parasitic Chambers.
They did indeed. It is their second full length, released on January 23rd of 2023 on Memento Mori Records. Had a runtime of 38 minutes and 4 seconds. That sweet, sweet, quick runtime. The band is Frankie Sands on drums and bass. Hopefully I pronounced that correctly. Ian Mann on guitars. Wayne Serentopoulos on vocals, guitars, and bass. And John Haddad did the recording.
This font is, even by the standards of the genre, pretty spectacular.
Yeah, that is very difficult that is, to read.
That is not words. Also,
you cannot read it at all.
Majestic Dissolve was October of 21, so this is a quick turnaround. Yes. And I know part of that's pandemic, but you know, it's not even a year and a half. So props to them for that. They got some demo stuff, but even that's all only 20. So they came hard, came quick, and they came hard. And I assume they were in other bands before this. I didn't find a whole lot of information about them. But
so Majestic Dissolve came out in 21 because Spotify's it was his 2022.
Oh, I'm just going on what Metal Archive says. It says October 21.
So that's probably one of those things where they released it by themselves in 2021, and then when they got on the label, it was re-released. That I don't know sense. If that's sure what happened, but that would be my guess.
Yeah.
So the Majestic Dissolve was on my 2021 top records. Mm-hmm. It was number 4 in case anybody wanted to know.
Oh, wow.
Gotcha. And it was incredible. Like, it just blew me away. So I was really, really excited to see what these guys came up with. They do have a side project. Some of these guys have a side project together, which is called Tumulation.
And yeah, all three of them are in that.
Yeah, so that's also an interesting project. But yeah, that was why this popped up on the schedule, because I heard them last year, or 2 years ago for the first time.
So apparently, this is an aside, but I was checking it because of the thing about whether they were in other bands. Wayne Serentopoulos, also known as the Electrocutioner, has been in like 16 projects.
That sounds right. You could tell just listening to this, this is not like a bunch of, you know, 18-year-olds.
Yeah. I mean, and most of this, like I see the earliest one, it looks like was 2008, but most of them are around in 2010. And some of this is just like him playing drums on EPs and stuff for bands, but like, you know, a lot of experience and a lot of recording experience, and you can kind of tell it. I didn't think the production was overly great on this, but for this genre, it doesn't have to be. But
it doesn't. The playing, though.
Yes, the playing is very, very good.
Yeah, pretty sick.
This album, like, the playing's good, but it almost hits that. I'm drawing a name on the blank.
Name on the blank.
Look it up. it almost hits.
I was gonna say
like
two
great molds. Southern Dream Kill like noise level at times. Like you know where that's that was it? It's not Suicide Part Two.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're talking about.
Like it's just like what the.
Yeah, I don't know that it ever truly gets there for me like a Converge album would, but there is some noise here. I will admit that.
I mean, it's cacophonous, I would say, but like, it's not sort of like doing the atonal thing like Converge does. Mm-hmm. I think that what I would say is that it is tapping more into that, you know, the tradition of cavernous death metal where like, you know, they're drawing on people like Incantation and Morbid Angel and
sure.
New school bands like Dead Congregation. I do think that the production on this album is worse than worse than on their first album, or like something about the mix is off to me. Like it seems very drum forward, which I don't know if any of you guys found that. Like the double kick is just super loud, and for most of the record, I feel like the amount of guitar and vocals that you hear is not enough. Now, I don't know if that's just a product of the mixing, but also like what they're doing with their compositions, which I think is also a little bit different. In the sense that you can have a lot of guitar solos in this kind of music, but there aren't particularly many of them here, I found. At the same time, they're going for this like Immolation Incantation, like it's like a dense, like noisy sort of mix.
Noisy
and that's a stylistic choice. What's that?
Noisy mix is a good way to describe it. It's because this album, it's like, it feels like, because even in tech deck, like, there's no rhyme or reason why some of the stuff they're doing, it feels like at times, like these guys are just like, we're making noise to have noise. It's not quite Portal level, but it's getting close to it for me.
Yeah. I mean, I like it, but I don't think it's like as you might say, like it's not as thoughtful as like, you know, some other stuff that like is in the same vein, not to mention their first record.
Do you think that record was better than this one, or really is it just more of a production thing?
It is better. And I think the composition, if I'm not totally off my rocker here, I think the compositions are different too, because like that last record was more catchy and more hooky. This is not trying to be as catchy. And their guitar was much more upfront. And I really like that a lot better. That said, like if you're looking for like heavy and aggressive, you're gonna get that. It's just like it's in your face in a different way. And I think maybe either the production doesn't do them favors, or also like their compositions are somewhat like less, they don't make as much sense. And maybe that's what kind of takes it down a notch for me.
Interesting.
As I punch my microphone, I found it to be well played, but kind of middle of the road. Yeah, it's fast and it's aggressive, which are two things that I like, and I have a soft spot. I don't like it as much as David or Gabe death metal, but I do like death metal quite a bit. But this just kind of reminded me of, and it's a second album, and having not heard the first, which was apparently pretty awesome, it just left me wanting more. I do think that there's a lot of talent there, obviously, and that there's a lot of potential, but I was just like, okay, this is cool, but I think the next album is going to be really good in a way that this one is not quite.
It's the Tracy Priest principle.
Yeah.
Anything else we have to add, or should we move on the tracks?
I mean, I sure hope the next record is better than this one.
Well, me too. I mean, honestly.
I mean, I think the first one is very, very, very good. It is, you know, I would say maybe they're doing like, maybe they would say they're like, you know, playing more of their own style here. They're like doing their take on this style like here. Whereas like on the previous record, maybe they were like leaning more heavily on their influences and just, you know, not going with their gut or something like that. But Man, I really like that last record, and it's much more catchy. There's much more to grab onto. It's not as noisy for the sake of being, you know, chaotic.
Well, I mean, and to your point, this isn't like a last year where a lot of the death metal we did kind of had a retro vibe to it, where you could really tell some of it was like in on the joke or paying homage to like the people that they really liked. This didn't feel like that, but it also didn't feel like it was something entirely new either. So it's kind of in that limbo space between the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard. It's all been done.
Yeah.
They're trying, though. Yeah, I really want to listen to the previous one now. I'm very curious. Very curious indeed.
Okay. What tracks did you pull off of this?
I mean, you can basically just take the ride. I do think that... the best run is like 4 to 8. So Cremated Dominion, Deathless Sway of Torso's Calm, A Blood Romance, The Ancient Presence, and Immortal Thresholds. I think the opener is actually pretty good too. And I'm like really, really into the closer, The Unworshipped 2, because it's slow and doomy. The first record has a track with a similar name, but this is better than that. It's much more satisfying.
I really like the closer as well. And I was wondering about the title, and because I was wondering, is this a cover or something else? But it makes sense that they had something put on Metallica and had a track like that on the earlier album. Yeah, as short as this is, I would also say just spin the damn thing, because it's not super long. You're going to get through it pretty fast. And there's like enough here that I think that if you're into this genre, you're probably going to find stuff to enjoy.
I am into this genre, and I did enjoy it. I didn't like the last track very much. That will shock you. I'm like, where'd the tempo go? What have you done? Anyway, so I was, how could you do me dirty like this, Conjureth? Anyway, I was not a huge fan of Unworshipped 2, The Reckoning, but the 9 tracks before that, you know. It seemed like a perfectly serviceable death metal album to me. But I also am a fool and I have bad taste, so who knows? But
yeah. If you are not a fan of this genre, this album is not for you. Don't even attempt to go for the ride. Like maybe the last track, The Unworshipped 2, which is the only track in here I enjoyed. The rest of it was more of a, I wouldn't say not tortured, but it was not fun for me is a way I'm
I love it. To me, this was like, okay, it's like awesome, easy listening, next game. I mean, I don't know, but I've spent years building up immunity to Iocane powder.
It's like this one just hit like a noise for me at times, but
teehee.
if you're not looking for just pure unadulterated death metal injected into your neck, just skip the sound.
Yeah, if you don't want a devastating cataclysmic unearthing to befall you.
If you think Catatonia's last album was heavy, stay away from this one.
Yeah.
If you like Catatonia, stay away from this album.
People might. I think people can like both.
What if they like early Catatonia? Give me a break.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
totally. I like both, Tracy. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to give this one a slightly higher grade, but shockingly.
Speaking of grades, Gabe, start us off.
So I'm going to probably hit us at, with the high grade first, because I feel like I'm giving most of the high grades here, but this is going to get a B plus for me. I still like it quite a bit, but it's not nearly what the first album was for this band, and I'm really excited to see what they, you know, come up with the next.
I've not heard that previous album, and yet nonetheless it is my destiny to align perfectly with Gabe. I too am going to give this a B plus because it's cool and it's fun, but I've definitely heard better death metal than this. Even It's hard, as Gabe has pointed out, there's so much coming out right now. This is really a renaissance of the genre, but this is worthy of a B+. And I too am curious, or very excited, about what, if the Tracy principle holds, what their that junior year effort, you know, their third album, what that'll be like.
I'm going to come in slightly lower than you guys. I do think that, as I said, there's enough meat on the bone to give this a listen and give it a spin. But it's just not really what I want it to be, which is my problem, not theirs, but I'm going to give it a B minus.
That's fair.
I'm going to come in a bit lower than everybody else. This album just did not do it for me. There's one track I liked on it. So I'm going to give it a C.
Regular C Rodeo.
Yeah. Regular C Rodeo. But the average puts it into the B minus Rodeo with an 83. Would you gentlemen buy this album? I would not.
I would.
I would.
Yeah, either. I would.
There we go.
I would listen to David and Gabe's copy and then hope that the next one was really, really good.
You could borrow it and not lose it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Definitely so. All right.
Sorry.
Oh, dude, go for it.
That brings us to a close here. Our next album will be Ben's pick for February, and Venomous Concepts' "The Good Ship Lollipop," which that's probably going to be a trip.
I don't even remember why I picked that, other than I needed an album. So we'll see. We will all discover this together.
Mm-hmm. We will indeed.
On Thunderdome, Metal Refuse.
What?